It's a wonderful opportunity, and obviously I'd like to thank the Letterkenny team for showing their faith in me with regards to appointing me to this wonderful position. As you know, Barry, the esteem I would hold Letterkenny in, and this is an opportunity hopefully for me to contribute in a very positive way to both its well-being and hopefully to progress it to even greater heights as a town, not just in the region but indeed in the country.
Now, it's no easy task, as you know. 1 in 6 properties are empty in the main street. What can you do to change this?
Well, that's the big question, and I suppose within the interview process that I went through and the presentations that I would made, I'll bring a lot of experience to it. I'll bring a lot of networking ability. But the first thing I think we have to do is to look at what our assets are, what we have, and you know, what makes Letterkenny stand out. Also to do an audit of the empty premises that are there. Bring about a plan and a strategy that will try and attract inward investment, and obviously have a prospectus set up with regards to attracting people, both of an entrepreneurial basis or indeed enterprise locally, indigenous, but also hoping maybe to attract from outside the town and outside the area, and also to increase the footfall and I suppose the energy on the main street itself.
Now, given your background, some people may say that this was a political appointment. Was it?
Well, I think that would be questioning the integrity of the process. This process came about with regards to business people in Letterkenny who have to be admired, saying that they realise that there's a challenge there and we have to bring this forward. I went through a very robust interview process. There was an awful lot of people who applied for this particular job, and I was just fortunate enough with regards to the skill set that I was able to put forward of being accepted. So I don't think that's a question that would be fair to be levelled at the people who are behind this process, and I have no doubt that their above reproach and their integrity shouldn't be brought into question.
So do you think if you were not a former county councillor and a former mayor, you still would have got this job?
Well, I think there's a lot more to it than that. I think that was a positive. I think it was an aspect that I was able to know how to work and deal with and network with statutory bodies. I'm 4 years working on a degree with regard to public management, which again also I think stood to me. I think all our experiences in my life with regards to peace work and recently my employment with the Shone Development Partnership, which to me gave me an immense experience and also a confidence to go for this particular job. So I believe that the reason that the town team people who were put in charge of this process thought that I was the best person for the job after them interviewing many people.